Okay.
So, hey everybody, welcome to my first podcast, Pieces of Me. This is Tiffany, and we are backstage on the last day of the mixtape tour, which I'm going to cry already, so. And I waited for this moment because I thought it would be really great to just tell everybody how much love I've felt on this tour, from the mixtape tour family to, of course, the New Kids on the Block, to Debbie Gibson, Salt and Peppa, and Naughty by Nature. It's been an amazing ride, all the crew and everybody. So it's been great to see all of your faces, I have to say. And my favorite part of the show, which I've been asked a lot, is what is, you know, the most meaningful part of the show for me? And I've loved lots of different things for different reasons. Watching the boys perform, of course, again. And Please Don't Go Girl, which is my favorite song. So I get to fangirl, which was awesome. I'm sitting here with my friend Rob.
Hello, everybody.
And he might poke in and ask me some questions here and there for things that I don't think of. But I'm sitting here also with my makeup artist, Nietzsche.
Hello.
Who's doing my hair as we get ready for the last show here on the mixtape tour, which I've been on the bus crying like a mess. And I think I've been preparing myself for the last 2 weeks, if possible, to, you know, to say goodbye to everybody. We've become a family. We'll stay a family. But it has always been a struggle for me at the end of the tours to say goodbye. And I remember I really was having a hard time with it. Gosh, probably my second year of touring with the New Kids on the Block. And my auntie said to me, she said, well, this is the lifestyle that you've picked. People will come and go in your life, and they won't always stay, so you have to enjoy them while they're there.
Amazing that this crew has stayed.
This crew has stayed.
And I was at the show last night, and I got to see an amazing tribute to you by the boys. I was really, like, that was the part where I was almost overwhelmed. I was like, what a sweet thing for them to do. And then, like, oh, now Tiffany gets to go out and perform after they have done this really fetching tribute for you.
Well, I know. And last night was the first in Orlando. I actually broke down and cried. Because every night I've been watching this video, but I don't really watch it. I just see it at the corner of my eye from my cue to walk up stage, and I don't really take it in because I'm like, I'm going to fall out if I do.
Sure.
So I have kept it at bay for a while now.
Well,
54 shows. I hit the wall last night. So, but I knew it was coming. I did. I felt it bubbling within me. But, you know, lots of great things have come out of it because I've always been in contact with the boys, but not actively. You know, we've all went our own ways, and I'm involved in raising my child and then doing new music and over in the UK and all these different things. So, you know, it's just you need to reach out to people more. I think that's the thing I've learned here, but also that it's great to reconnect and that we'll stay family. And, you know, maybe some other things will be brewing behind the scenes. You know, for me, I know I have my 50 dates and I go out on the road. And with the Pieces of Me tour, so stay tuned for that. Look on TiffanyTunes.com. But, you know, it really is, as I'm pouring tea tonight, I'm realizing that this is like, you know, the last time
you'll use that kettle.
Yeah, it is really like, you know, and it's not, you know, it's not just the mixtape tour, it's the lifestyle. It's all coming back to me a little bit.
55 dates has been more than 55 days, so, I mean, when did we actually kicked this off? It was
May 2nd is when
so it was
I met
all
with
May,
the boys.
All of June, three
July.
Quarters of July.
And it feels like, I guess, because we all have history with each other and we did bond that much. I mean, Donnie Wahlberg has been very, you know, close to the Naughty by Natures. The Naughties, I call them.
The Naughties.
They are the Naughties. And Salt and Pepper and of course Deb. You know, and with me, I've talked to the boys here and there a little bit over my life, but, you know, I went a different route. I went to Nashville. I'm very private, and I don't like to bother people. You know, that's my thing. Unless I have something to say, I really don't. So I always tell my friends, I'm sorry. It's not that I don't love you. It's just that I just don't. There's so much in the moment of my life.
Sure.
I've got a lot of different people, and when I'm not doing Tiffany World, I'm Aunt T, and I'm, you know, I'm a godmother, and I've got lots of other personal stuff. So my life is full.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful. But, you know, being on this tour again, it's great to have the boys back in my life, and we'll pick up on different journeys and things like that. But just to see them to be successful and happy has been really something that's really just been, you know, I'm very proud.
Sure.
I'm very proud of each of them.
Yeah, this was, I made it to the Orlando show last night, and it was the first time I got to see it. Of course, I've followed you all along through this tour, and I've seen the pictures and the audience participation and everything, but being there and watching the audience bouncing back and forth from stage to stage, watching you interact with everybody, watching them interact with the artists that were performing, it was a very different atmosphere than I've seen in a lot of other shows recently.
Right.
So it was a lot of fun from the warm up DJ all the way to the last number. Was fun and smiles and laughs.
Who knows what's going to happen tonight? I will say, you know,
they'll be crying.
They'll
tonight.
Be crying, and you know, people out of time, and I know I had some bad notes. I'm sure of it, but it really has been amazing. You know, again, walking through the audience has been my favorite part of the show, definitely. And Donnie himself designed that for me.
Yeah.
To, you know, just to, that's what I do as a live performer. I
love
to be
in
that. It.
Yeah.
You know, and so I have to be able to touch people and shake hands, and then walking from the A stage to the B stage was magical, because it was like I was just kind of going through the crowd and holding everybody's hand and having that moment with everyone. So thank you guys again for all the support and all the love and the interest in the new music. And I have to say, it's going to sound really sappy and cheesy, which is okay. But, you know, the last 2 weeks, there's been this reoccurring message that's been happening. And, you know, I'm out there on the road all the time. People tell me, oh, you're so pretty, or you're so talented, or you're so nice, or whatever. And you go, oh, cool. You know, and you hug and kiss and stuff like that. And it means something to me. But, you know, I'm more like, sit down, be comfortable, you know, let's hang out. And you take it in passing. And the last 2 weeks, it's been really profound that people have been saying, no, how much we love you, how much your music matters. And it was like all of a sudden I broke through this wall that I was like, ah, oh, there's a message here, you know? And as it started to build a little bit more, one person after another, and then you see the tribute to me every night during all this time. And again, there's all these different emotions, but the last like 5 nights, it's been more like birth pains in a way, where people have been coming and they're like really holding my hands and they're like really pressing upon me how much my music has mattered to them and how much, you know, I'm loved, and you know that changed their life, and how my current music, and just this whole thing. And I've been almost peeled like an onion, you know, I would like to say. And I'm a very lovable, engaging person, so I'm being peeled even more, you know, down to my core, really. And then the other night on the bus, there was a girl on there, and she said, she just like held me. She goes, I just want you to know how much you've made happiness in my life because you brought up the new kids, because you gave them a chance. You've changed lives all over the world. And like, I was just stood there.
Sure. You didn't
realize
the relevance.
Like this wave like came over me, you know, and it was pretty amazing. And then the next day I woke up and had coffee in my hand, and I went to the front of the bus, which I love to do, check it out, see what's going on out there. And all of a sudden this like weird feeling came over me, and it was like I was just so vulnerable. And I thought to myself, there's been so many times that people have said things to me about, well, you know, when you put New Kids on the Block, it really killed your career because you gave them your audience, which is pretty true to some degree. But also my music was pretty shit, I think, at the time. I'm just going to say it. Sorry, George, you won't be happy, but it was. It wasn't the best there. You know, so we were struggling, and we were struggling with communication. So behind the scenes, there was a lot of stuff.
Sure.
So it was just a change of events. But, you know, I've never really felt that way. I've never really felt like I did something wrong or jacked my program or anything. It was just a change. But, yeah, over the years, it's been, you know, people have tried to make a different thing. But here I am on the front of my bus, and like those words came resonating back to me. So it was like, in a weird way, and I believe in, you know, Indian philosophy and, you know, Eastern medicine and stuff like that, and Chinese, you know, philosophy and just like different meditations and all kinds of stuff. And I'm learning. I'm just growing. So, you know, all these different ways of thinking, and reading tons of different books. being flooded with books right now, which is amazing. But, you know, I like maybe that's why I had this moment, because I'm standing there and all of a sudden it was like, look what happened. So I took a risk on somebody. It worked out. It was amazing. But I may have not kept up with it, you know, and had my own journey. But now look at the gift that I've received.
Well, that's exactly
it. It was like a trip. It was like, look at all this love and look at how much like my decision changed all these people's lives and the boys and everything like that. And it was like, for a human, that's pretty cool.
It's a very cool thing. And it, when people look at their past, and especially somebody who has a public past, yeah, you know, you look back and you go, oh, if I would have turned left here instead of right, maybe this would have happened or that would have happened. But you wouldn't be here,
right,
if those things happened. And the place that you're at now is a place of inspiration, you know, inspiring people and artistry and love and peace and getting your message out, and retooling every part of it. It's fantastic.
It's been really cool. I mean, you know, I've always just tried to give love to people and support people and other artists and things like that, even from the beginning, because that's how I got here. So, you know, and then of course my fans, they show me love. So, you know, it's been an amazing journey. It really has, and from the bottom of my heart, thank you to all and everyone who's come out to all the shows and supported, even if you couldn't make it. I know there's lots of people all over the world. So, you know, hopefully maybe we'll see you soon, guys. Well, I know I will, because I'll be touring for forever. It's kind of the plan. But, you know, I have other things in the works, so stay tuned for that. TiffanyTunes.com, everybody. And thank you for being part of the first podcast for Pieces of Me. I love you. Thanks, Mixtape Tour family.